Around the world, you're listening once again to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper, and tonight, folks, is your night. I'm going to shut my mouth, and we're going to hear what you have to say from the messages on the Los Angeles hotline. If you've never called the hotline before, the number is 310-281-8222. That's 310-281-8222. From time to time, folks, we're going to take two or three or four days of messages from the hotline, and we're going to play them in the order that we receive them on the tape, without editing, without cutting anything. The only thing we're going to remove are names, addresses, and phone numbers so that no one suffers from the broadcast of these messages. Bear in mind, folks, that any time you leave a message on the hotline, it is subject to be played on this program, The Hour of the Time, worldwide. It is your chance to make an intelligent statement, give us constructive criticism, or to make a complete ass out of yourself. It's your choice.
Thank you. 10:03 p.m.
Yeah, Bill, really enjoyed your show tonight. This is Northeast Iowa, and I wanted to recommend that it might prove to you, if you check out other people that are listeners, that your music does not come through plain, but your audio words do. And you want to be very proud of that cohort you have that spoke tonight on immunization. And good luck to you. And if we had the bucks, we'd send in some money for cakes, et cetera, and so forth. But it's fair to time. America's going down the tubes so damn fast, it's hard to keep your head above water. So you have a good one, and thank you ever so much. Bye now.
End of message. Message discussed. 3:54 p.m.
Way to go, Bill. That guy's just an undercover narc, and somebody should cut his head off. See you later, Bill.
3:10 p.m.
Hi, this is Jason in Prescott. I didn't make it to see Bo Greitz the other day, but somebody brought me this little pamphlet thing of his new little organization called Saving America. And he's working with a guy, I've never heard of him, C.R. Brown, U.S. Navy retired, and he's the national chairman. But I thought you'd find this interesting. The membership application for Saving America. Name, address, city, state zip, telephone, age, citizen, yes or no. Registered to vote, yes or no. If no, why? With three lines. Male, female. Occupation, there's a nice little blank for it. Years of formal education. Degree in blank. Political experience, two lines of blanks. And the last thing is other patriotic organizations affiliated with. And the guy gave me another one, and there's one little difference on this. It has social security number blank. I thought you might find that interesting. I'll send it to you as soon as I get the next issue of We the People out. The one you got was a photocopy of a rough draft. We had to make some changes. And as soon as I get that ready to go, I'll send you that and this stuff. Later.
End of message. Message 12:23 p.m.
A friend who you were kind enough to give a warning word from the wise to would like to return the favor. Sean David Morton, area code 310-374-6039, is an informant and a disinformation and has targeted you to knock you out of the block. A for your eyes only transcript will follow.
End of message. Message 11:25 a.m.
Yes, I just wanted to say that you ought to consider looking at the theories of the hypothesis of Dr. Peter Duesberg concerning the AIDS virus, or the HIV virus, which has been claimed by the government to be the cause of AIDS. Dr. Duesberg, who discovered retroviruses, did their first genetic maps, worked on them for 25 years, believes that it is not the cause of AIDS, it's basically drugs that are causing AIDS. And in Africa, it's traditionally the starvation diseases that are causing it, and that the government is twisting the whole thing as a way to push population control. He makes complete sense. And the government has been using this HIV, the whole HIV thing, to push the UN population control agenda. Please look at it. There's a lot of information about it. This man is totally honest. And you will see that AIDS is not a disease. It is mind control practice, a medical mind control practice, where people with depressed immune systems from various causes, mainly drugs in the U.S., die from 25 different diseases, and this is all twisted with government disinformation. I suggest you look at that. Thank you. Thanks, Bill. I like your show, and I'm glad you changed your mind about what happened to you as an intelligence officer. I always believed that the government was using this UFO stuff to push the space program forward and to use it as a form of mind control. Thanks. Bye.
End of message.
But I would like to know, you know, the connection between the CIA and the Christian Science Monitor, and that Jack Hoagland was the he was just the head of the CSPS, that's the Christian Science Publishing Society, for which I worked. And due to the members, urging the board of directors of the Mother Church to stop spending almost $1 billion on television and get back to the basics of running the church, Jack Hoagland and Eddie Douglas both supposedly stepped down, but they took a lot of the church's money and are starting some business called JNet. in Massachusetts, near Boston. So I'd like to know if there's any connection that you've ever heard of, and if not, fine. Otherwise, send me whatever information you have on anything, because I'm definitely fighting on your side, and if there's anything I can do for you, let me know.
End of message. Monday, 3:36 p.m. End message. Message. Monday, 11:58 a.m.
William Cooper, I've just started reading your book. I'm very interested in it. I've also had in my possession a 121-year-old Bible that's listed in the Library of Congress. In it, the books of the Apocrypha, Strata 2, I think would be very interesting to you if you have not already read the Strata 2 book in the books of the Apocrypha. Thank you very much, and keep up the good work.
End of message. That was your last message.
This is the Scarlet Rose of Liberty. Thomas Jefferson said in his first inaugural address, "Sometimes it is said that man cannot be trusted with the government of himself. Can he then be trusted with the government of others? Or have we found angels in the forms of kings to govern him? Let history answer this question. Think about it."
End of message. Message 11:02 a.m.
Mr. Bill Cooper, I just called a little earlier to ask you some more information, and I would like to buy the book Behold the Pale Horse. I'm calling from Canada, and I also wanted for your information. Could you take some information that the same thing is happening right now in France? I heard through friends that have wrote me that they also are taking over some sect that's called so-called sect, religious sect in France. It would be nice things to hear from you if in your program. Thank you. Bye-bye.
End of message. Message to 10:54 a.m.
Bill, your shows have been really good lately. The vaccination one and last night, really don't have much more to say than that, but I listen and it's great. Thanks.
End of message. Message 10:41 a.m.
Yeah, you've answered my question on the tape. I had a question about whether we could use a credit card on any of your materials, but I'll just send a check.
End of message, 10:20 a.m.
Hello, Mr. Cooper. I'm very interested in getting one of your information packages. I really appreciate your show. I started listening to it about 3 months ago, and let's hope we can stop a lot of this crap from happening. God bless you, sir.
End of message. Message 10:13 a.m.
Mr. Cooper, I'm trying to get some more information on the Masonic Lodge, and if you've written any books, I'd like to get some information on them. I've recently discovered that my philosophical base and alliance with a certain religious group in this country is contrary to what is really truth, and I'm really sort of upset that I've been deceived for so many years. I'm a Kazi member, and my phone number is, my address is, and I thank you for your broadcast, especially last Thursday, which I really couldn't hear very well, but you have really helped me to open my eyes and see what truly is truth. So thank you for your broadcast, and I wish I could talk to you and ask you some questions about this particular group that you may know something about, but thanks a lot for everything you're doing. Bye.
End of message. Message 10:07 a.m.
Hello, thank you very much for your message, and I'd like to be placed on your mailing list if I could. I'll also be sending off a letter today asking for the videotape as well. Anyway, thanks very much for your program. I look forward to hearing from you. Bye-bye now.
End of message. Message 9:11 a.m.
Hello, it's Saturday morning. I missed the address for the Linda Thompson tape. If you could repeat that on Monday night's broadcast, I sure would appreciate that address to get the tape. Thank you very much.
End of message 6:27 a.m.
It's Mr. Bill Cooper. I'm calling from Canada, and I was interested to ask you about your book, Behold the Pale Horse, and I guess if you have a chance to call me, I am at
End of message. Friday, 11:33 p.m.
Oh, Bill Cooper, this is Carolyn. We mishacked the program, and it was very hard to get the reception here in Port Isabel, Texas. So I'm glad to have this phone call to hear about Mr. Ecker. I'm sending for the video that Linda Thompson has made, and I'll be in touch. I do hope that a book, Behold a Pale Horse, has been mailed off to me. Until things get clarified, I'll try to send another $25. Nothing terribly new. Best wishes.
End of message. Friday, 11:20 p.m.
Oh, that's heavy.
Pretty heavy. We'll hang up.
Okay, but out.
End of message. Message Friday, 10:36 p.m.
Message.
Message Friday, 1:44 p.m.
Commander X, Cooper. Larry Panzer, the man who knows everything. Tom Valentine. 10 million listeners, give me a break. Tell the truth, you can subscribe. See ya, Commander X.
End of message. 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 Thursday, 9:37 p.m.
Oh, hi, Bill. I'm missing a ticket to Youngstown, Ohio. With this little short wave antenna, I got a clothesline in the basement, and I got a antenna in the attic. And it's a little hard for us to receive right here. I'm reaching you on Worldwide Christian Radio Network, WCR. And I just wanted to comment on the people in Youngstown, Ohio are talking about the ATF and the people that are the protesters that are protesting the prison. The federal prison that they're trying to jam down a people's throat in nearby Columbiana, Ohio. And we have FinCEN troops in Youngstown standing by to, I think that they're going to pull another Cape Lake or Randy Weaver thing, something like that, if they can, to squash the people that are against the prison. Okay, well, hey, if you could pick up on this on the same radio program, since it's not a recording, I appreciate your reply. Thank you, goodbye.
End of message. Message. Thursday, 8:18 p.m.
Look, pal, if you want information on anything, just listen to Howard Stern in the morning. He has the right information, not your freaking propaganda. But you listen to Howard Stern every morning, Monday through Friday, then you'll get the right information. You paranoid schizophrenic, yo. Gloom and doomer. What are you, a friggin' Jehovah's Witness?
End of message. Message, Thursday, 5:50 p.m. End of message. Message Thursday, 4:53 p.m.
The lowly stinking prison guard part of your message was muted. I don't know if somebody made you do that or somebody did that for you, but I would really like to talk to you regarding the information I left on my prior message. It may not seem significant to you, but then again, it might. Either way, it's significant to me, and I believe to the cause that your book represents, and that I would like to join in with every ounce of effort that I could muster. So please give me a call. Thank you.
End of message. Message Thursday, 1:54 p.m.
Okay, right. I got some, if you could forward my mail to this following address. On Monday, I believe, this upcoming Monday, there should be a UPS delivery to the office there. I'm not exactly sure who it's from. He said it's kind of a joke. It's not research. It's personal. The secretary of the office gave him that address, but I'm not sure what it is. If you forward it to me, I'll repay you for whatever it costs to ship it. And if my Sanjin radio gets there, I'll do the same there. Just go ahead and send it on to this address, and I'll pay you for the shipping. Just tell me what it is, or I'll call back and find out. Also, all the Tom Swift mail. Tom Swift is yours. That's, you know, it may have been me, but it is yours. So anything that comes for Tom Swift is research and property of Caggy, and it is yours. I give it to you. Also, keep an eye open for James' photocopy of his money order. He wants the Atlanta video, and he was going to send the photocopy of his money order. To prove that, you know, prove a purchase. Keep an eye out for that. It should be in the mail any time, and because he was waiting. He wasn't really irate, but he was really anxious to get his video. Also, it dawned on me when I saw a farmer crossing 500 acres of soybean land that was covered with water. It dawned on me what the real problem of the floods in the Mideast is. I can say it in one word: famine.
End of message. That was your last message.
Private investigator down here in Los Angeles. You already know some of the problems I've experienced, as I've already related them to you. I wanted to give you some information that you can utilize. The word's going to have to go out, but there is a group inside the CIA. It's called Aquarius. We believe they're responsible for the MJ-12 documents. It's a military, high-level military, very, very high-level military psychological operations group. It's operational. I'm bringing about the New World Order. The New World Order is satanic. It involves Satanism. You're going to have to get that word out. You're doing it now with the Kennedy assassination. That's fine, but it even goes beyond the Kennedy assassination. It goes right into the highest levels of our national security establishment. Mike Reconosciuto was involved with some of the covert operations. He turned on them, and you can see where he ended up.
just where I'm going to end up too, I might add, I was never involved with the Aquarius people. I was never involved with their military psychological operations or anything like that. But the team that I was involved with secretly is called Con 12.
Message 9:08 a.m.
Thank you very much. You just answered the deal on the rumor because it's flying around hot and heavy on the collapse this weekend, and I appreciate it. Thank you kindly.
End of message. Message 8:50 a.m.
Phil, this is Richard. I just wanted to tell you God bless you and have a happy 4th of July.
End of message. Message this Thursday, 9:37 p.m.
Yeah, my name is Mr. Allen. My great-great-great-grandfather was William Tecumseh, Shawnee Indian chief. And I was wondering if a chief like that would be one of those plumed serpents. And I was also wondering...
End of message. Message Thursday, 8:33 p.m.
Hi, Bill Cooper. This is Joseph Hawaii. I invite you to call me. I called up both Liberty Lobby, talked to Vince Ryan, the editor, and I called up to call the Valentine Show to talk about their assault on your personality. I think it was completely unfounded and unsubstantiated. So I stand up for you on that. Your assistant, Tom Swift, the ex-Freemason on those three episodes, sounded very good last night on his talk. I have a letter in my house from George Washington after he was elected to the Freemasons, to his fellow Freemasons, and saying that we hope that the great architect of the universe will prevail to over our newfound country. So you know the Freemasons made the country. I do agree with you. At the top of the Freemasons, like the top of the Catholic Church, there's a pretty stinky, missing capstone. But I think Manly T. Hall was generally a philosopher that got carried away with his own intellect, and he was really a very, very fine man. You know, we all have our dark sides. Nobody's perfect and everybody's got a skeleton in their closet. But God bless you and keep up the good work. And I'd really like to meet you sometime. I have almost all the books you ever refer to in your talks and many, many, many more. And I stand ready to help you in anything. I'm sorry I can't join your society because I've made an oath to myself. I never join any kind of society. But I do think you're doing some wonderful research and bringing this to the light of a lot of people that really need to know. And I'm doing it in my smaller way, best I can. I invite you to write me or call me.
Message Thursday, 5:48 p.m.
Keep up the good work.
End of message. Message Thursday, 2:30 p.m.
Private investigator, I might tell you a few more things in regards to some of the information that I gave you. First off, I found out that there is a possibility of a cult operational inside the Los Angeles Police Department. These people are involved with the Church of Scientology and the EST organization, EST. And the interesting thing about both of those is that they are recruiting in the law enforcement structure. And this is going to be quite a problem. Of course, these organizations are involved with the occult. L. Ron Hubbard was a Satanist. And I can't, you know, it really bothers me, really bugs me that these people are in law enforcement and they're joining these types of organizations. I want this out on the radio. If you want to use my name, you're welcome to it. Or just as a confidential source. But I'm telling you right now, it's really, really, really bad. And if they can get into LAPD, they can get into any law enforcement organization. And pretty soon, you know, there won't be any good guys in law enforcement left. And it's beginning to look that way now. As you know, I was assisting Michael Riconosciuto, supporting his case, trying to get information and things like that, and I've been retaliated against. There's no question about it in my mind. So anyway, I just wanted to leave you with that information. Maybe you can work with it, use it. I don't care what happens to me anymore. I'm pretty much burnt out. The Satanists wanted to get me. They got me. I've got a 653 MB of the penal code. Look it up. It's under telephone, making annoying telephone calls. Well, they haven't seen anything yet, as far as I'm concerned, and I'm ready to blast them publicly in the news media out here. So anyway, keep up the good fight. Thank you. Bye-bye.
End of message.
Folks, it's time to take our break, but before I do, I want to advise you that just because you hear it on here, just because they left it on the hotline, does not mean it's true. Some of these people are leaving intentional disinformation. Some of them are giving us good information. Some of these people are absolute blithering idiots, and some of them are the best people that you could ever hope to meet. But until you've investigated every single thing that you hear, you should not believe a single word of it. Stay tuned, folks. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this very short pause. Hi, folks. This is Bill Cooper coming to you for Swiss America Trading. These are the people who have stood solidly behind the hour of the time for quite a while now. In fact, when other sponsors would have deserted us in the toughest of times, they stuck fast just like glue. Now, Swiss America Trading specializes in non-confiscatable, non-reportable hard assets. The things that have been proven throughout history to be the things that withstand economic hardships better than anything else that there is. Call Swiss America Trading right now, 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. For the first 200 callers, you'll receive Harry Figge's report entitled Tackle the Debt. Call now, 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. You need to do something. You have a responsibility, and you all know it, to yourself and your family, to protect all of the things that you've worked for all of your life, to protect your assets, to protect the value that you put into everything that you own. So call now, 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. And while you're at it, tell them that you listen to this show, The Hour of the Time, to William Cooper, and they'll send you a free newsletter on protecting your future. Folks, by protecting your future, you're also protecting the future of this radio program, The Hour of the Time, and also freedom for the world. Call now, 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. You'll be glad that you did.
Looked me over and I guess you thought I was all right. All right, in the sort of a limited way for an off night. She said, don't I know you from the cinematographer's party? I said, who am I to blow against the wind? I know. I know.
Message discarded. Thursday, 12:39 p.m.
I like to have the tape that I could buy, and I already got your address now, but I like to have tapes, and I bought some, I want to buy more, but I mean, I need a list and the price of them, because this is the only way I can order them. I need a list from you people, because the other one was Stan Barrington, and he gave me a list, and I don't know if there's any more new tapes I could buy or not. And my name is, thank you very much. I cannot always hear his message in the night because I'm from New Jersey, it's too late. But I would like to buy his tapes, so I need a list. If he has any more new tapes, I would like to have them. Okay, that's it. Thank you very much.
End of message. Message Thursday, 11:36 a.m.
I heard you on being interviewed by Ron and on KGBS 1190 in Dallas. Incidentally, I'm sure you know that he's now not there. And I don't know what the circumstances are, but this is the second week that he has not been there, and I did not hear as to what happened and why he's not there. As a result of hearing you, I ordered your book, and I read probably half of it. My only reason for my call was to compliment you and wish you the best of luck, and thanks for the work that you're doing, and good luck to you. Bye.
End of message. Message Thursday, 8:47 a.m.
Yeah, Bill, just want you to know if you got the July 83 Omni magazine in the antimatter section talks about your book and protocols of the Zion and the ETs and the threat and Alan Schwartz from Glen Ivory cutting it down, and just thought you might want to take a look at it. Bye.
End of message. Message Thursday, 8:05 a.m.
Give me a call. I have information concerning a multiple terrorist attack occurring in six cities in the United States: Chicago, Atlanta, Denver, Colorado, New York, LA, and Washington, D.C. Please call me, Bill. Me and the others of the program just came from CIA and FBI sources. I wanted to talk to you about this because I think it's very important. Also about FinCEN and situation in legal Texas as well. I have a video that I think you should have seen.
End of message. Message Wednesday, 11:12 p.m.
Mr. Cooper, I just want to thank you for your shows. I listen to them regularly. I tape them as often as I can, and I think it's a wonderful thing you're doing, and keep up the good work. My name is Richard. I'm calling from Western Massachusetts, and I listen on WWCR. Bye now.
End of message. Message this Wednesday, 10:43 p.m.
Oh, hello. Bill Cooper, this is Carolyn calling from Port Isabel, Texas. I just had to get out of the house and get to a payphone and call to say that that was great that Tom Swift assisted you tonight in your production of our shortwave broadcast, and he did an excellent job. It was really great. I'm really glad to know you've got some assistance. I received my mail from Michigan on the 21st of April. It was the 14th of June. And I left Michigan April 1st, so I didn't have any contact until I started listening to the shortwave broadcast from WWCR on the 7th of June. Fortunately, I tuned in time to hear about Tom Valentine, and I can just say now that when I spoke to Ed Chandler on April 2nd, when I was on my way down to Waco, I think I started getting a sense because of the way Tom Valentine handled Ed Chandler on the radio the night before. Something began to click. I've seen about six times when Tom Valentine just didn't answer correctly, and especially when he said that the fire at WWCI was from a disgruntled employee. That just fell totally flat. Thank you. Thank you a million times for your information. I'll be in touch. I'm sort of joining you. I almost do this full-time myself, and I'll be in touch. Again, thanks to Tom Swift. It was a good program tonight. Good night.
End of message. Message discussed Wednesday, 3:12 p.m.
Yes, Brother William Cooper, this is Tex Moores from Austin, Texas. I sort of like your telephone message there. And I would so much appreciate, I know you're a very busy person, but if you could call me, I'm at, and that would be during the day tomorrow. We're in the Central Standard Time, and I'm with Living Truth Ministries in Austin, Texas. Appreciate your work, and appreciate your book, Behold a Pale Horse. So if you have time, give me a call, and let's compare notes. God bless you. Bye-bye.
End of message. Message discussed Wednesday, 12:37 p.m.
I just wanted to hear this message that Bill had. Yeah, very interesting. Thank you.
End of message, 7:19 a.m.
Hello, please leave on your next message how your Hour of the Time show can be picked up on shortwave. Thank you.
End of message. Message Wednesday, 10:07 a.m.
Yeah, Mr. Cooper, how can you say that... How can you say with a straight face that Seymour, let's go on and nuke Baghdad and kill everyone over there first, is more of an American than Richard Nixon, whom I also don't have any respect for, but you know, I just find it incredible that, that so much of what you say is correct, and then so much of what you say is just, I mean, is so far from the truth that I just wonder where you're coming from. The idea of you the other night saying that Seymour Hersh is up here defending America, when that son of a... no more an American than Pol Pot is. So, I think it's kind of funny the way you and Tom Valentine badmouth each other when there's a whole enemy out here just waiting to do us all in, as you well know, and as so many of us know, but, you know, y'all are bad-biting each other, just squabbling like a bunch of little kids out in the playground, you know, it's just so funny, and then you come up with some crap like Seymour Hersh being more of an American than Richard Nixon. You know, sometimes I wonder, you know, I listen to your program, I make tapes, I try to send them around, try to get people to join up and send money, and I've sent you money, too, on a couple of occasions. And, you know, I just wonder, you know.
End of message. No messages in your mailbox. You have box 27. Messages total. Press 7. 10:06 a.m.
Hello?
End of message. Message. 10:08 a.m.
Yes, Mr. Cooper, this is Darius Neal, a very young and enthusiastic 20-year-old colleague from Greenville, South Carolina. I just want to say I congratulate you on your efforts in trying to stop this and inform people what's going on. We'll do all I can to support you.
End of message. Message kept. 10:19 a.m.
I'm wondering if a number for Stan Barrington, if there is a number to call him, the 602-567-6109 number is disconnected, and I'm wondering if there's any way that I can call him. My name is Richard. Thank you.
End of message. Message kept. 10:22 a.m. End of message. Message 9:23 a.m.
Well, I'll write some information. Fascinating, fascinating.
End of message. Message kept. 9:06 a.m.
Hi, Mr. Cooper. I'm curious, first of all, as to how you come along on Pale Horse 2, as well as the newsletter on the whole Waco thing you said was going to break the whole story. I've also been reading about them in several magazines that are surprising how they're coming down on the government for their failure to follow due process. I also wanted to make you aware of a book called Conspiracies, Cover-Ups, and Crimes. It's an interesting review of conspiracy theories, and I was curious why you weren't questioned to be in on it. Thanks for your time. The author's name is Jonathan Bacon. Bye-bye.
End of message, 9:05 a.m.
Yes, hello, Mr. Cooper. I've been listening to your show for a very long time, and although I'm not a member of your organization, I agree with you fully, and I hope to be joining your organization in the future, and I have a little information that I can give you. It's not very much, because I heard it on a different radio program, but in a short message, there was an interview on another radio program, and It had an interview with a man named Mark, and he didn't give his last name, but he was in the intelligence community, and he talked about something called an MJF police force. And MJF police force is the merging of every local and state and county police force in the whole country to be used to police the country. And he gave some other information. I can't remember how much it was, because I'm kind of nervous talking right now. But it said that they would be using the military and the county, and they were talking about, he was talking about using civilian organizations, and it said in his interview that they were going to use the Crips and the Bloods street gangs in California, because they had signed a truce last year, and the United States government has been funding and equipping them. And that's just about all the information I have, but if you would like to get a tape and use it, I can give you the address of the man who had the radio program. His name is Brother Stair, Walterboro, South Carolina, 29488, and all he wants is a small donation to cover the cost of producing the tapes. And he gets some real interesting people on there too, so if you might want to get in touch with the man and use it, or get in touch with me in a letter or something, I can give you my address. My address is, I said again, I agree with your show, and I hope to be a member in sometime in the future. And keep up the good work, and God bless you. Bye-bye.
End of message. Message 8:51 a.m.
Yeah, hello, Will Cuba. This is New Jersey calling. One thing, I'll give you some information where you think that these rumors are coming from. But first, I happen to be very fortunate to know a person that who lives in the grace of God. And this, I mentioned you to this person, and she lifted your name up in prayer, and she does get answers from the Spirit. And you're okay, as far as I'm concerned, as far as he's concerned. So look, you keep up the good work. Now, in the meantime, you're talking about these disinformation people. Well, I've got sitting here in front of me copies of copies of copies of American West Catalogs Publishing Company. They're at Carson City, Nevada. They put out all kinds of good books, also exposing all the things that are coming out. But actual information is coming out of a newspaper. It was called the Phoenix Liberator, also out of Las Vegas. Now it's called the Phoenix Contact. Now, these people have been telling us about, like, you know, the banks closing and this and that and what's going on and all kinds of good information. The only thing I do is I just can't figure out who these people are. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to send you a copy of the copy of the copy, so you know they're quite legible, get large, and see what you think of them. So all I can say is God bless you there, Bill, and I'll send you these things very shortly and see what you could come up with. And when I send you, I'll leave you a name, so if you really give me an answer again. All right, bye for now.
End of message. Message kept. 5:36 p.m.
Well, very interesting, Mr. Cooper. I didn't know I was going to get the chance to give a message. I've been listening to your radio program. Very interesting. Have spent $45 to sign up for CAGI. I got something back, looking for something else. You know, a whole list of things. Or, you know, you said you had a satellite dish for $500 or something like that one time. Yeah, your program is very interesting. I can't tell you how interesting it is. Been listening to a lot of different programs, trying to get a handle on what's going on. Been making copies of the tapes, trying to circulate them, or been making copies of the tapes and circulating them among my friends. I'll tell you what, it's a pretty difficult row we've got to hoe, because a lot of people don't care. I mean, they don't know what a slave is. They've never seen the destruction that was done in Europe during the Second World War. They've never been to Mexico. They don't know how the Mexican peons live. They've never been to South America, and they don't know how the South American peons live. And so it's all something kind of fun to them that they think they're going to keep watching on TV. It scares the life out of me, friend. Your program is very interesting. I think you're doing a hell of a good job. Anyhow, well, I'm going to keep fighting out here and doing what I'm doing. And like I said, I set $45 over to join Tag in and try and buy a satellite dish. I don't know how you do it.
End of message. Message kept. 2:25 p.m.
I'm sorry you're sick, and I'm all with you all the way. Have a good one. Bye.
End of message. Message kept. 2:07 p.m.
Hi, this is a message for William Cooper. My name is Pat. I'm a freelance writer. I'm writing an article for the San Diego Reader on boat rights, and I would like your input on my story. My home phone number is 3 William Cooper. Thank you.
End of message. Message kept. Tuesday, 10:03 p.m.
I would just like to say, William, it's amazing the things you have written, and I followed your advice at the end of the book, not to believe you until it checks with our research. I have made quite a lot of research, and it has checked, and I do believe, and I have talked about this with some of my friends who have the capacity of understanding this, and some people from my college and the staff, and they're very interested. And it is scary in a way what's going to happen. It's very funny how, Margaret Thatcher didn't want the European community to be as one, and yet no one voted for her. And I was really sad. I wanted, I myself wanted to send a telegram, after the elections in England, to, say I'm sorry that she wasn't elected because I really liked that woman. And I don't know, it's just very mind-blowing. I don't know how to go about stopping this. I would like to know, though. I hope you're okay. I hope you get better. And that you stay safe. Thanks a lot, William. Bye.
End of message. Message kept. Tuesday, 12:10 p.m.
Good morning, Mr. Cooper. My name is Snake. I'm calling from Houston, Texas. I'm a flyful member. She's an Akaji member. I would very much like to talk with you. If you wouldn't mind calling me, collect it. Please, I would very much like to talk with you. Please don't ignore my appeal. I would like to talk with you. Thank you very much, sir. Collect. Thank you.
End of message. Message kept. Tuesday, 10:16 a.m.
This is, I was interested in getting a book, The Hour of the Times, by William Cooper, and I will end up calling your number there or sending you some money. I just soon join your organization for $45, and my number here is thank you very much.
End of message. Message kept. Tuesday, 6:35 a.m.
Yes, good morning, William Cooper. I just saw your tape on JFK and your IRS audio, and I'm spreading it around. I'd like to get a better copy, so I'm going to send you some money, and I'm going to call 602 now, and I'm going to send you some information on the killing of disabled veterans in New York City by the Illuminati in the New World Order, and I'm going to send you some information on the medical establishment Illuminati and how they've murdered 600 million of us with needless medicine. All right, I believe you, man, and I'm with you. I'll get you your check off today and your papers. Bye-bye.
End of message. Message kept. Monday, 10:06 p.m.
Enjoyed your broadcast. Appreciate it very much. And you'll hear from us. Thank you.
End of message. Message kept. Monday, 10:02 p.m.
Yeah, very much interested listening to your shortwave broadcast. Sometimes it's very poor, and I was just notified on this particular broadcast that tapes are available, so I'll be sending my order in soon. Thanks for your effort. Your program is very informative. Thanks again. Bye.
End of message.
Well, that about does it, folks. I'm glad that you listen to this program. I love to hear your input, most of it anyway. Some of it's absurd. For the gentleman out there who was talking about Seymour Hirst, that I said Seymour Hirst was a better American than Richard Nixon, get the tape and listen to it. You'll find I never said any such thing, not even anything remotely near to what you say you heard. So that makes me wonder about where you're coming from and how you're listening to this broadcast and how you ever heard something that I never said. But I got to tell you, I run into this all the time. Folks, we'll do this again. Let's see if we can get some better comments and some better input from all of you out there. And I'm trying to figure out a way where I can do a live broadcast maybe once every 2 weeks or once a month. I'm not going to do it every night or even anything approaching every night, so don't even look for anything like that. And I had fun with this broadcast. I hope that you did too. As always, folks, good night, and God bless every single one of you.
See you later, Radicator.
Well, I saw my baby walking. There's another man today. Well, I saw my baby walking. There's another man today. She told me, nearly made me lose my head. But the next time that I saw her, reminded her of what she said. See you later, alligator. Don't you know you're